Queensland's top cop is back. Commissioner Steve Goldchevsky, who recently relocated to the Sunshine Coast, has returned to work 6 months after being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and he's reaffirmed his promise to reform the police service.
But we know we've got more to do. We live in a wonderful state. Queensland Police Service is a great organisation. We can be better. We will be better. We are going to be better. So I'm back to do that.
The deadline is drawing closer before submissions close for the proposed new Sunshine Coast planning scheme. You have until midnight this Friday to make a written submission either online or as a hard copy. The proposed planning scheme sets out zones, building heights, design standards and much more for the next 20 years to ensure the region has enough land set aside for homes, green spaces, community facilities and businesses while planning for a climate resilient future. Luna, Charlie and Bella are the most popular names for both pet dogs and cats on the Sunshine Coast. The names the most loved from the 66,000 registration renewals that are due to council by the end of the month. Pet registration is $30 for de-sexed and microchipped animals and $15 for current pensioner card holders. There's also the option of a lifetime registration with no annual renewal fee required. And a new coffee kiosk will open its doors for the first time outside the newly renovated area of Nambour Hospital's emergency department. The new Nambour Coffee House is being run by wishlist volunteers, with every purchase to help raise funds for vital medical equipment, patient support services and research projects.